Hello everyone, and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska, and I will be your host. This is UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of studies, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions. We will have guest speakers. Are you ready? Then let's go! Today we will talk about aesthetic medicine and how to help our skin to age with grace and how aging might also impact our mental health. So for many patients, aesthetic treatments are viewed as minor, profile-enhancing fix, a luxury health and wellness procedures that makes them feel empowered and confident. However, many people battle with significant physical insecurities that can become very consuming. Mental health assessment is an essential part of discussion, and knowing the right questions to ask your patient is the best way to get them to open up and establish any red flags or signs of body dysmorphic disorder. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Kubicka, who has practiced aesthetic medicine for a number of years, working with top companies including Harrods, Allergan, Remington, and more. She established Clinic B, her own revolutionary clinic in the heart of Knightsbridge. Clinic B offers patients and clients a broad range of health and lifestyle therapies in addition to cosmetics and medical skin treatment. Clinic B is designed to offer a peaceful, relaxing environment, yet are equipped with the latest technology. Barbara, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So thank you so much for joining our UK Health Radio and Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. How are you today? Nice Sunday, huh?
We have a nice beautiful day. Really nice day. I just went with my dog for a quick walk. So he's quiet. It's beautiful. It's really nice. So
yeah. Any plans after this?
Oh yes, I will go for a nice walk. I think it's time. Yeah, it's just have to use as much time outside as you can.
I know, right? Because the winter is coming, fall is coming. You can feel it. I know.
It's last week was quite dreadful, so it's nice to have a break.
Mm-hmm. So again, I want to welcome you and thank you so much for making your time to be with us. I think beauty and skin and all those little treatment that we do as a woman are very important, but not just for a woman, actually for a man as well. So I'm glad that we can talk about it, about how to help our skin to age with grace, and how aging can actually impact our mental health, which is kind of quite true, but people don't think about it. So maybe as a starter, if you can tell us more about yourself, like just present who you are and what you're about, what your business is about.
So I am a medical doctor, and I specialize in aesthetic medicine. I have finished a degree in Paris. That's where I think aesthetic medicine is more established. So I want to learn from the best. And I have created a clinic in Knightsbridge. We are based in Knightsbridge, London. And it's skin anti-aging clinic, but we have a very holistic approach to it. So we try to address everything a little bit from the inside out as well. So as you mentioned, the mental health and well-being, it's very important for us as well as a part of what we do outside. And we've been helping women, men, and teenagers for over 10 years here. So we deal with all sorts of issues from aging skin, hair loss, body shaping, but as well things like asymmetrical face or general aesthetic of the face, but as well skin very much is a big part of our clinic. So for teenagers, mostly obviously acne and acne scarring, but pigmentation, rosacea, things like this as well.
So where the love for skin and the passion for medicine came from?
Passion for medicine came from a desire to help people, but it's been combined as well with love for art. I had a scholarship in art during my teenage years, and that was always a big part of my life, and it's still. So when I had to choose the profession, I felt like I would like to combine both sides, which is amazing that it is nowadays possible to bring obviously care and helping mostly women to look after their beauty or help them to feel better about themselves, to support their confidence, but as well being able to be creative and put into practice my aesthetic eye and my skills in art generally.
Right, I see. So do you see it as a part of art industry, the care of the skin, or how do you look at it? Because it's a very interesting approach, actually.
I see it more from the point, personally, I see it more from the point of art and beauty. And it's a massive privilege to be able to work on people's faces. So for me, that's what excites me, that they're seeing the change and how we perceive beauty and looking at symmetry of the face, looking at those little nuances that can change so much in perception of someone. And as well, like with aging, to help people age beautifully. So it's not only slowing down the process of aging, but as well making sure that they look their best in whichever stage of life they are. And I think that's what it's required more and more, because we women want to be beautiful and attractive regardless of our age. So I think it's a very exciting time for aesthetic medicine.
I mean, yeah, for someone to trust you enough to give you their face. I mean, for me, face is something like
It's
very,
huge.
it can
It's
be
huge.
scary, intimidating, but also you have to trust in someone's skills that, okay, I'm in a good hands. Because there's so many of those videos where people get botched and really bad sort of technique has been applied on their face and all that stuff. So I'm always like, wow, face is something that I really need to trust you to, I guess, to give you under your hands. Do you have any of those type of comments or fears in your customers, concerns?
Very much so. I think that's what I said. It's a privilege, and I appreciate a lot the trust that people who come to our clinic put in us and in me, because It's very, very important, and it's something that you cannot hide away. And some treatments, yes, they are not, most of them are not permanent, obviously, but it takes a long time to wear off or correct if something goes wrong. But as well, it's a long process. So it's like I have clients over 10 years, 15 years with me. So in that way, I can see the progression over years, which is really lovely to watch. But yes, as you said, that the concern is there, especially for those who never done anything before or those who had bad experience in the past. I think that's even more difficult because obviously they come with that trauma before, and to gain the trust, it's really satisfying, but it's as well sometimes a long process.
So what are your strengths in working with people who are like very on the back foot concerned? What would you say to them at the first, initial consultation if they,
So we have
said something, but I'm very, very afraid. I'm not too sure if I'm not going to freak out before the treatment.
Very personalized approach to patients. So I give a long consultation to start with. I ask my patients to complete a long questionnaire, which gives me indications what are their concerns. I don't ask much. I don't ever point myself what I see. It's because it's about the person, what they see in themselves and how what bothers them. It's about them. So I make it very clear from beginning that it's about them. I'm not going to do anything that they are not happy, they are not comfortable with. They want to, if they want to think about treatments, there's no ever pressure to do more or do something on the day. Then the second part, it's starting. I reassure them that we can start in a very conservative way. So with those people who are very concerned, I would start with one treatment, and I would start with small to get to know their skin, to get to know the reaction, and as well allow them to get to used to changes slowly. Because when we do a change too quickly, or when we change too much at once, even if they are positive changes, they are still sometimes overwhelming. And I don't ever want that. So it's a gentle start, but I think the most important is to give my patients the security that they are in control, because that's very often is the case that people are being rushed into the treatments and not saying forced, but encouraged to do more than they are prepared. And we were transparent with prices and things like that. So everything is in a building, we build the plan first so they feel they can build the confidence with us.
So you kind of start from the trust. So you just slowly introduce them, and then once they're ready, it's like, hey, there you go. Because I feel like, those sort of boundaries that people come with, and probably I don't know, I haven't done anything in my face, but I would assume I would have the same concerns. That comes with, I think, some form of mental health or mental approach to like, oh, something's going to change. My face is my face. It's something like you mentioned, you cannot hide it. And if something, I'm not implying that this is what might happen at your place, but if something goes wrong, what then I'm gonna do?
I very often as well, interestingly, I very often address that as well. So I will give that reassurance about like with the treatments, if something goes wrong, if there is a kind of complication, it's a human body, things can go wrong. It doesn't happen often, but it's a part of the process. We are here to support, and we are here to help and rectify or treat those concerns. So it's like it's a never solo journey. Like when you come, then you have that care. I believe that the care is a part of the healing process as well, because it's like very often with things like this, and especially for us women, we because it's there's so much guilt and shame around the subject still. Very often women are on their own when they make decision. They don't tell their partners or their friends, or even if they do, there's very limited amount that they share. And then as well, if something goes wrong, they take it very personally. So I never want to leave them with it on their own, because that's what creates the trauma and impacts the fear. So the moment that you build that trust and you build that relationship, then it's much easier to move forward and do other things. And it's always in the context of the person. It's never like, oh, very often I have patients as well who come out to say, oh, my friend done this and that. But then it's very much of like, what is good for you, whether it will be suitable for you. And I will explain what the treatment is. And if they want to try, then it's a different story. But it's never that simple that, oh, I want this, or I bring you a picture, I want to look like that. I'm like, no. It doesn't work like this. So I do spend a lot of time on that initial stage. And then later on, it's a pleasure because it works very much both ways benefits for both sides.
That's great. Sounds good. Sounds really good. So what can you tell us about the skin aging process? If you can walk us through a little bit, like how it looks like for someone who has no clue. I mean, I don't think I have a clue. So let me know.
I think the most important is we know more and more about that, obviously. But the most important is to be aware that the aging happens on the different levels. So we think sometimes that the aging is just on the surface, it's just the skin. Yes, and it is true. And obviously we see in the skin that it loses collagen and elastin. And because of this, we see the fine lines, or it loses hyaluronic acid. And because of this, it becomes dehydrated. Yes, that's all true. But in terms of, for example, face, we have a deeper tissue loss as well, which means that we lose, for example, fat tissue, and we lose the fat tissue around the eyes, which creates like hollow, tired appearance of eyes. We lose the volume in our mid face, which creates the drawn appearance of the mid face. And then later on as well, the bone structure, and especially that's with menopause for women, where the bones lose their density, the support for the skin is not the same. And therefore, there's more sagging and there's more drop. So with the aesthetic, so that's why we always have to address and analyze the face, because in every person, depends on the genetics, depends on the sun exposure, smoking habits like this, it will be different. But we can then address a little bit of everything, and in this way make the outcome looking most effective or more natural than if we try to just address one thing. And as well, hair, for example, that's another thing that is really important and can be aging for men especially, but obviously for women as well, because that gives a lot of youthness to appearance. So there are certain things that obviously have to be taken in consideration more globally in that sense.
So when we talk about aging, is there any specific age or time period when you can see the most when your skin or the aging starts, especially on your face or neck?
So the aging is a good question, and obviously it's a different people again, and different background and even ethnicity. But generally the aging process starts at the age of 25. And that's very sad, but that's the right. I know it is, but it applies to our skin, it applies to our body, muscles, our mind, brain as well. So that's where we have to start looking into preventing. So the first 10 years is very much about prevention. So addressing those little things that can be a little bit weaker in the face. Then after that, then is the second part when I'm saying it accelerates, but it as well depends, like, for example, for women, if they had children and significant stress in life, because that impacts body significantly as well in terms of aging, because it just takes away the energy from and the hormones imbalances and things like that. But really big jump happens around menopause for women, and around probably a little bit 5 years later for men, But as well, the same thing, and we started to seeing for men that age being earlier as well now because of the stress and exposure to computer and screen and things like that, which do age, especially around the eyes. So I would say those are those three moments or factors that would impact treatment plan or assessment of how you need to look into aging. But again, I would reinforce that everyone is individual and that process it can be a bit different for everyone.
So is there anything that we can do to minimize the impact of aging?
Fortunately, yes. So the most important, from the skin point of view, the most important is sun protection. So this is a first and thing that everyone should be aware of. Then in terms of the other aspect of the skincare, adding antioxidants like vitamin C or other fruit acids as well helps to balance the skin health and turnover of the skin and the very active ingredients like hyaluronic acid, retinol, they all help to look after the skin and making sure that the skin is healthy for longer. Then I would encourage everyone to who is interested in it, but as well can go that way or have finances or was prepared to seek professional help, even if it's a small amount, just even from the point of view anti-aging facials or like mesotherapy treatments where you give a little bit of vitamins and hyaluronic acid injections into the skin. They don't have to be typical aesthetic treatments like Botox fillers and things like that, but they can be more natural ways of stimulating skin. And it's very effective. Nowadays, we have a lot of procedures that can biostimulate skin. So it's like exercising skin. So it's the same thing that we go and think about muscles. We won't go to the gym to build it. And you have to continue with that. The same thing is with skin. It is every process that you need to accept almost and then work with it. So yes, there are many things, but it requires a bit of discipline, that's for sure.
That's what I would say, because obviously speaking from a fitness person, a PT who is, exercising, it's like when people come to me and think like within a month or two we can make magic, and when they already come a little bit, overweighted or with some problems, it never works like that. Prevention, prevention, prevention. I'm pro prevention when it comes to health and physical health. That's what I try to do with myself rather than just cure. So you come already a little bit, with the skin probably a little bit when you didn't take care of yourself the right way, and then you come and you expect one treatment or two treatment or Botox just to fix you. I guess it's not going to work like that. It's just like you mentioned, everything takes some process and you have to continue the journey because it's not one way fix, like one time and then that's it. We completely fix, face looks fantastic, and we just can go on for next 50 years, isn't it?
Exactly. So it is a process, and as you said, it's probably the most difficult to communicate and most difficult for our clients to accept or patients to accept that it requires a constant investment of time and effort, but it's worth it because it's your health, it's your well-being, and as we said before, it does impact how we feel about ourselves.
Would you say the mental aspect more affects female or male? Is there any distinction or in terms of numbers or?
I think when it comes to beauty, women are still more affected by aging in that sense, and beauty generally, but because I think, and again, I think it's a Not saying it's a good thing, but I think it's a natural thing because we are naturally leaning towards that side, and it's a part of our self-expression. And I don't, there's nothing bad in looking after yourself and wanting to look good because it's as it's a part of, I think, being a woman, and everyone will have it to a different extent. But the problem starts when women identify or create the identity around appearance, because then with aging process, it's very, very difficult to accept loss of that element. So there is a conflict there because I am very much about supporting, looking after yourself, but on the other hand, accepting the process as well and the change. So, and as well, like obviously seeing it as a part of your life, not the whole existence. But most of, fortunately for most of my clients are very much in that category, which is lovely to work with. But there are many, and mostly female, who developed with their body dysmorphia or a lot of anxiety or a lot of depression around caused by loss of appearance or beauty and aging.
So, yeah, the reason what I'm asking is because I can see more and more men actually turning to beauty salons and taking care of their face and doing fillers or Botox. It's like it looks like with this DNA, men start to get affected too by, appearance. Because we live in that Instagram social media world with unattainable beauty ideas. And while looking at it, then we look at ourselves and it's like, okay, what should I do or how I should do it? Or I want to look just like you said, I want to look like that person, and you come with a picture. And I just realize how many men also suffer from
Very true. Very true.
body
And
dysmorphia, maybe, or maybe they're leaning towards that side.
very much. I absolutely agree. And there is a significant change in terms of awareness for men in terms of their look or how they would like to look like. And again, it's a And probably in a way, it's, as you mentioned, even more dangerous because that we went from nothing, from men not looking after themselves at all, to now being very focused on the external. So there were no, there was no, there are not enough role models or ways of developing healthy relationship with that. Yes, it becomes a problem. But I think it probably in an equal way, but probably in a younger, more male clients and more male patients we have, but in the older categories still a female-led issue.
Yeah, and would you say, hydration, drinking water, is also an element for healthy skin?
Absolutely. It's crucial because that's and as well the nutrition and some supplements as well. We very much we do something called OligoScan, which helps assess the mineral and vitamins levels in the body, but as well heavy metals intoxication to be able to spot the situation where there is a level of toxic level of metals, which will impact skin and hair. Yes, and then water, it's and hydration, it's very important. And the lifestyle as well, like choices that we make, whether alcohol, consumption of alcohol, or smoking, or stress and sleep, all of this has a huge, huge impact. And that's what I was saying about the having more holistic approach, because it's like it's very difficult, and I'm sure that you face the same, that when you try to help someone to lose weight, They come for a session, but then they go for a really unhealthy meal. It's not going to take them anywhere. So it's the same thing with us. If somebody wants to refresh their face and look, I don't know, less tired, and then they go and party for a week nonstop, or working really hard for a month and traveling a lot, it's not. Yes, we can help, but to a certain extent. So it's a solution, but it's just a support in that situation, just to maintain certain level of health.
And is there the most effective treatment for aging skin at this point?
I really, as I mentioned before, I really like biostimulation. So one of my favorite, they are not, obviously every doctor, every clinic, every place, and have a slightly different approach, but I like that very much because it helps globally to stimulate the collagen, help to hydrate the skin. So one treatment is based on your own blood, but it's a PRP, but we have a technology that we enables us to create a gel form of those of the plasma, and we then place that gel like for the area that like where it lines or under the eyes where there's a loss of volume or where the skin needs more help. And that works really well because it's close to the stem cell level of treatment, but without having to do the like fat transfer and grafting and things like this. So it's simpler and it's easier, but has a very good long-term results. So that's one of my favorites when it comes to natural beauty. Another thing is it's immunotherapy that we as well do in the clinic, which is a combination of amino acids and hyaluronic acid, but in the very specific combination, which help to bring the nutrition to the skin. So amino acids are building collagen and elastin. So we're providing that to the level of the skin that needs it. And with the hyaluronic acid, we bring the hydration. So in this way, we can recreate that healthy, glowing skin, and we can use it even for the lips, for hydration, for the body as well, for the neck, hands, wherever the person needs it. So those are my probably two favorites. But there are obviously multiple different treatments, and again, it depends on what the person. How the person ages and what is their problem. Because, for example, the darker skin types, pigmentation is the main issue. So we have to address hyperpigmentation because they have a lot of melasma or post-inflammatory pigmentation, which causes that unevenness appearance of the skin.
And if you think, because there's a lot of stigma attached to a Botox, a lot of bad information or lack of information about Botox. If you can just explain more how Botox works and what it is. People are very afraid, or when we speak about Botox, it's all about, we see all these celebrities getting just a lot of injections and looking a little crazy. But from what I know in terms of health, Botox has a lot of curable effects on our body as well, apart from, aesthetics element.
I just explained here a little bit because Botox is the brand name and is only one of the names. And obviously, it refers to botulinum toxin. And it's something, obviously, that we've been using for a very long time in aesthetic industry. And again, with aesthetic industry in aesthetic field, it's mostly about quantities. So it depends how much you use. If you use a small amount of product, everything can look very natural, and the treatments can look very subtle, and most people probably wouldn't even realize that the other person has a treatment. But when it's overdone, when it becomes quite extreme, and then then it becomes very obvious and can distort the face and the expression. Saying so very often, it is like botulinum is it's blamed for everything. I think, in my opinion, fillers are worse for a more causing more long-term deformation of the face in effect, because those the one that create the pillow face, they those the one that as well change the shape of the face. And with this, there is no limit. So only doctor who you have to trust in this case, or if you are a discerning person, you can do it yourself. But there should be someone who will look after and say, no, this is too much, and because as well they accumulate over a period of time. So like they give the instant results, so they are very addictive. So because we straight away come looking fresher. But yes, that's after first, second treatment. But with time, if you don't allow it to go or dissolve, and even like they usually last in the skin for about, let's say, you have results about 6, 9 months, 12 months, but they stay in the skin even 18 months or 2 years. So the small amount is still there, and you keep adding and adding. Over time, it starts causing that kind of look that we are talking about, and those causing those problems that most people are concerned when they consider going down the road of aesthetic medicine. So there is a way of doing things, and as I said, that's why I like the approach in French approach and women looking just chic and lovely, and just being elegant and beautiful without looking strange or overdone. It's they are very two different schools, as I would say. One is that continental French, and then the second one, it's the Hollywood American everything. And then obviously you have now the new version, which is the Korean, which works for to certain level as well. And I love threads. Oh my, they are, I think, in my opinion, they've changed our industry a lot. They help to shape the face or help with the lower face, aging of the lower face or brows without surgery, but in the same time limits the amount of filler that we use. So we get again more natural, more subtle results, but really good effects.
I mean, it's a lot to hear about it, you know. So I mean, I'm educating myself while I'm speaking to, because it's fantastic, it's phenomenal, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm the person who always thinks of more always natural approach. And funny enough, because my aunt also she works for beauty clinic and all at the treatment, and they always try to say like, oh, I should do this and that, and I'm like always like, no, I'm good, guys, I'm good, I'm doing more of my natural things, celery juice, derm roller, you know, the little needling thing. I'm addicted to that. I love it. Some people cannot do it because, you know, it's still a needle, and you sometimes can bleed at the beginning. I got very yeah, I do it quite regularly. I think it's great way. And then obviously within the time I'm starting to educate myself, okay, Natalia, you actually 34, 35, you have to learn more about it. If you just wanna, yeah, look fresh, exactly. Not like dismiss the aging process, but just to look better. So I think it's very important for us female to learn, educate ourselves. Not go crazy overboard. There's the Hollywood standards which we are injected with in today's world, because that's not sustainable. That's something that we cannot sustain. It's just the same with a body, as I'm trying to explain to people. You know, this bum, this waistline, it's just impossible to have it. It's not natural. So let's try to think what we can do within our physical ability rather than surgical help. You know, there's nothing wrong with either if you wanted to change something by using surgeries. We live in 21st century, everything evolves, and I am pro anything that can help you, but within our mental health. So if
Yes,
we answer
and
our
in fact,
question.
it's what you said before, that like there are many studies showing how the change, like let's for example, how much. again, identity, subconsciously we have connected with our appearance or how our face look. So when the moment that you change your face, especially it comes to the nose surgery, it's a massive change for your mind, to your brain to adjust that that's you. So if for someone who constantly makes a huge changes, it impacts significantly the stability or the the way they see or think about themselves. But yes, it's finding that balance where it's about self-care rather than.
Finding solution fixes, right? And thinking like, oh, that's going to solve a problem. Because if we want to change something so drastically, my first question would be why? And this is self-acceptance, self-love, and something to do with our perhaps upbringing, childhood. And so I would always ask that question, why do you want to do it, Natalia, in the first place? That won't solve the problem, that might help you, which is fantastic, phenomenal. I always say that because there's a lot of, controversial discussion about aesthetic beauty and beauty standards and surgeries. I'm like, everything is for people. It's just knowing your why and not trying to fix problems with that tool. That's
Yeah,
what I would
or
think.
trying to be someone else, or to follow the trends. And that's another thing that I don't agree, I don't do. When there is a lot of, for example, in media about certain procedure or certain look, again, I'm very against that because your face, yes, it can be fun thing to do once or twice in your life, but your face is not a fashion statement. Your face should be expression of you, where something that you can, yeah, connect and be happy about.
So, last question. Can we do something to prevent aging? Is that even possible?
Absolutely, as you said, the lifestyle, what how we look after ourselves from the inside out, our mental state, that's very, very important. From the skin point of view, sunblock, I'll keep saying that all the time. The suitable skincare, not too much, again, not obsessive, but there are those things that we can use to help it maintain its health. Things as you said, dermal roller, home devices now, they are really good, whether the infrared or the microstimulation, they are fantastic. So there's a lot of home procedures or things that we can do. And then some help from the professionals as well on the way. And I think we can look very good to very late in our life. So in that sense, yes, it's I think there is a lot on the market that we can enjoy and take from.
Phenomenal. I mean, thank you so much because I've learned a lot and I think I've gained more confidence as well in taking more serious care about it too. Also thinking outside of the box. So I think that's what I try to do with this show to break boundaries when it comes to aesthetics, beauty standards, and mental health. So
Yeah.
thank you so much for taking
Thank you
the
for
time
having me here
and
as
being
well.
here. All your information will be provided for people to obviously visit your clinic, visit your Instagram, check you out. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You have a great rest of your day.
You too as well. Enjoy your afternoon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
the station that makes you feel good.
There's no doubt that several mental health benefits come with receiving cosmetic procedures from a qualified professional in a safe and professional environment. Some of the benefits experienced by the aesthetic patient include improved confidence and self-esteem. When treatments have been professionally customized and undertaken according to the patient's requirements, they're likely to obtain the result they sought during the consultation process. The positive mental health effect of this impact is confidence, self-esteem, and this often extends to our personal and professional life. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you can share your thoughts, comments, your life stories with me. DM me, message me on Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can always find new inspiration, motivation, workouts. If you would like to work with me one-to-one, just message me or visit my website, www.nataliakotowska.com. I have fantastic offers for companies, schools, individuals, small groups to work with me on your mental and physical health. If you're also a dance lover, come and join my Thursday Pineapple Dance Studio House Class. Phenomenal class for beginners where you can learn basic movements, dance steps, and just enjoy your body moving. Please join me and make sure you tune in for the next episode of Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Just hit my heart, oh, full force, yeah, she got